When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Radio now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now we are.
Damn it.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. This is Michelle, your host tonight, and I have Randy Wayne, and he has had me giggling and messed up since he got on 10 minutes ago. Randy Wayne is an actor, producer, and writer, and tonight we're bringing him to you to talk about FUAC. His project he has going on, a music video. So, Randy, welcome to the Variety Radio Online.
Hey. Hey, thank you for having me. And guess what? You said actor, producer, writer, but now, I guess the purpose of this phone call is now I'm directing as well.
That's true. I was just looking at my little notes. You're right. I should have said that. I apologize. So.
Well, it's all good. I forgive you.
Thank you. Well, I'll start out, obviously, with this FUAC. Tell us, what prompted you to take on Roasting Adam Carolla? What prompted this? So, what got you into this?
Well, FUAC is an acronym. Do you want me to spell it out for you, what it means?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no, I won't do that then. So, FUAC, I know
you
a bunch of girls that... I can't even say it. I can't even do it. So FUAC is like, it started out as a girls improv group. And, you know, Adam Carolla never said girls aren't funny. He just said that girls aren't as funny as men. Women aren't as funny as men. And so, like everyone in the press does, they take liberty and they say, you know, he said women aren't funny. So these girls got an improv group together. They started just working on improv and they wanted to say that, yeah, girls can be pretty. Or, I'm sorry, girls can be funny and pretty girls can be funny. And so... That
ugly girls can too.
Huh?
Ugly girls can too. Be funny.
Ugly girls, yeah, but everyone knows they're funny. they get credit. Pretty girls never get credit for being funny though.
That's true.
So anyway, so then they said, hey, let's make a song about this. So I didn't do anything with this video. It was all the girls. They wrote the song. They came up with the music video idea. I helped them out because I'm obviously directing it, but. And so, yeah, that's it. I saw the passion, and they were funny girls, and we have a really cool produced song already out, and we start shooting in about a month.
Have you talked to Adam about this? Does he know what's going on, and what's his take on this?
Yeah, I sent Adam a text, and he said, you know, cool, good luck, dude. No, I don't know Adam Carolla, but
okay.
I don't want Adam to know about it until it's finished.
Gotcha.
He for sure will know about it.
When it's finished, he definitely will know about it. Now, you have different levels. Let's talk a little bit, because obviously we're trying to do that. You're trying to campaign, and you want to raise the money to produce it, take care of everything. You have different levels and in this campaign. Talk to us a little bit about the levels and how people can participate at different levels.
Oh, man, I got to pull this thing up. You can do that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So on every Indiegogo page or Kickstarter, there's always perks. So if you donate $10, you know, you get, like, gratitude forever, yada, yada, yada. So we thought we'd have more fun with it and make it more current and use apps and just a little bit of humor. So, you know, ours is if you donate $10, we will give you unlimited high fives and handshakes for 5 years. So if you ever see me and you donated $10, I will shake your hand and high-five you as many times as you want.
Okay, cool.
That's a pretty good perk. And then there's, you know, if you go to the website, you'll see the whole list of them. There's Snapchats, and we'll send you pictures. You can come to set if you donate enough money, you know, all these kind of things. There's nothing that's going to make you jump out of your seat, but we're not
very
asking
fun,
for
though.
A lot here. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is set? No, so if somebody decided, oh, I can do 500, where they got to get to California?
They have to get to California. Yeah, we're shooting in Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay. That's always good to know. I mean, I'm in Georgia, mm-hmm. so that's a little bit of a hop and a skip there.
Yeah.
When is your goal to produce this and finish this by?
Okay.
What's your
date? We have 20 days to raise the money at this point. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, I don't expect anyone to go out of their pocket and, like, just, you know, give me $100 or whatever. But $10, I figure, is a safe number. You know, if you go out to the bar sometimes, a cocktail can be $8 to $10. Just mm-hmm. have one less. This way you won't get a DUI, and you're helping out a friend. Awesome.
Yes.
So we're shooting, like, at the end of April. And
okay.
all we need is, like, $3,000, $3,300, because that's got to cover all of our camera rentals, and we have some locations. We have to buy some props, like a bed and, you know, some other stuff that we don't want to mention right now. But so that's what I have to go towards, and it's like normal cost. And we're actually going to come out of pocket as well for – we got to pay for catering and pay for some other stuff. So everyone on the – in the video, all the girls are all paying at least a couple $100 as well, just so we can make this cool video. And the
okay.
thing about this is that we don't make money on this ever. It's just like a thing to do for fun. And so that's why
mm-hmm.
we're asking for donations.
Now, if in 20 days you don't hit the 3,000 mark, are you still going to go forward with it? Or are you guys going to try and do another campaign?
No, we're going to go forward with it either way. You know, I have friends that will pick up the slack if need be, but I hate to do that to have them pay like that much money, or maybe I'll come out of pocket for it. So either way, it's going to get done, and we might
okay.
have to, like, scrimp on some things. So let's say we only get $2,000 total, then we have to might have to lose, like, a jib that we wanted to rent or a dolly to do these really cool shots, or maybe, you know, lose a different shot that I want to have. So
okay. basically, if we want it to be amazing, we need to donate. We need to help out.
Yeah, and this video is for women everywhere. It's kind mm-hmm. of like Adam Carolla. Granted, he's a really funny dude, and I think all the girls respect him. They know he's funny, and they give him credit. But he talks trash on women constantly. So the whole point of this video is to kind of say, F you, Adam Carolla, because women are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of trying to stick it to him. Say, look, and not only is it cool that we're making the video, we have a deal already in place to get this on a big platform. And we're shooting, hopefully, to have a premiere on PerezHilton.com. So
Very
it'll
cool.
be a cool thing to be a part of.
Well, all you have to do in July is pop down to Comic-Con and put it out at Comic-Con. You've got some great geeks who want to watch women, so.
I'm one of them.
I'll be there. I've been there 7 years now, so, hey, you know. But I'm just saying, you know.
But do you actually read comics, though?
I do, actually. Absolutely.
She does. She's telling you the truth.
Yeah, I have comic book statues above my desk and all around. I have swords on my wall. And
wow.
my favorite comic book is Wonder Woman and Birds of Prey. So, yes,
I didn't know Birds of Prey
read.
Was a comic, but that's really cool.
Yes, it is. So, it's about
impressed.
Women kicking ass.
Birds of Prey is about women?
It is about women kicking ass, the comic book is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me say something real quick. So anyone
Go.
Listening right now, if you want to donate $10, I'll love you for 5 years. That's my limit on the love of this video. And then we can hang out and high-five all day, and it'll be really cool. And here's another cool thing, too. This is my first directing job ever. So I am going to be directing a feature film. And who knows? Maybe I'll be like a Ben Affleck to where I'm directing, you know, major films. And this little music video that you donated dollars to, you could have been like, I helped to make that video. I started his career. I started Randy Wayne's directing career. Boom.
Absolutely.
And I'll
well,
give you credit.
We're going to tweet it and put it on the VRO, so hopefully we can get some support for you. I'll go in there and I'll pick one. I'll randomly figure it out. I don't know. I have 10, 25, I'll pop something in there for you, Randy.
You're so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Also, I'd love to know, you've got six actors or five? Five women or six?
There's nine women.
Nine. Okay. I just went by what's on the little clip on the thing. Okay, so these nine women. Do you know all nine women?
I know I've met all of them at this point. But I did not know all of them before this. I knew probably half of them.
Okay, okay. So what? How did these women find each other, or did you tell them? How did you get these women together? How did you? Who were your actresses?
Well,
how did you get together?
So. They were already together. The girls. My girlfriend Sarah Cargis is in the group, and that's my biggest connection to it. But so just having friends, girls I met in other improv. Now some of these girls go to Second City or Groundlings, and then they started their own group just to have, you know, to practice on their own and to kind of create the FU Adam Carolla. I guess someone heard the whole thing you said last year, and they wanted to kind of stick it to them, and this is how it started. And then they, as they met new girls they thought fit the group, they would invite them in, and they just practiced. It's pretty cool.
Okay, very cool. Now, since you are directing it, first, who wrote the song?
The
can
girls
you share
collectively.
That, actually, can you share?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The girls collectively wrote the song. They, the point of the video is to annoy Adam Carolla a little bit. So, to not give too much away, we took all of his pet peeves and we put them in the song. So, everything he does not like, for example, Bakersfield, he ends up in Bakersfield in the video because he hates Bakersfield. So, we take all the little pet peeves that we found. That we've collected online, and we put them into a song and a video.
Okay, cool. What can you tell us a little bit of what your visions are as a director with this video? Do you have what you kind of want to see done exactly in your head now?
Can
you tell us what's in your head?
Let's see. It's a really dark place. I don't know if you want to go in there, but there's some things I can tell you. You know, like I just mentioned,
cool.
We take a lot of his pet peeves. And we put that in the video. We're going to have someone play Adam Carolla. It's pretty important because a lot of people are asking us to ask him to be in it. But we want to surprise him. We want him to be like, okay, you know, give props to the girls. And see, what else can we say? All the girls are going to be in the video. And the video is kind of like, it's going to be there's a kidnapping involved.
Okay.
And there is SpaghettiOs involved. And there is hot women involved. And there's a lot of, it's all rapping. So you get to see 9 white girls and I guess an Indian girl and, you know, a little bit of mixture of the ethnicity, but all of them rapping. And it's pretty cool because they did a good job. And the song is incredibly well produced as well.
That's exciting. I had a little bit of, we talked about the campaign, we talked about people donating and supporting you guys, we've talked about the girls, you're directing, and then I'm assuming you guys are going to hopefully have him get his reactions and get some feedback. Obviously, he'll have his 2 cents to say about it, I'm sure.
There's a little thing where, you know, Perez Hilton doesn't like Adam Carolla at all. So we're really hoping to use that angle. And one of the really cool things about the video is Billy Woodruff, he's a director. He directed Honey with Jessica Alba. He directed my movie, Honey 2. He's directed music videos for Britney Spears, Toni Braxton, and then the list goes on and on. He's actually going to be there with me, mentoring me during the video.
Okay.
So he'll make sure I don't do something stupid while directing.
Well, we're excited for you. This is a great adventure for you. This is really cool. It's very different. The campaign's cool, but you doing this it's a fun spoof, I think, that, and you know, us women have to stick together. So thank you for doing it.
Yeah, I don't mind spearheading it.
No, I had a hard time last night. I'll be honest with you, Randy. Last night when Amy and I were talking about this, I was like, the only thing I didn't get is that everybody knows female comedians make fun of everything. Women, Jews, blacks, white. It doesn't matter. That's what comedians do.
Only a select few are good at that, like Sarah Silverman. Yeah, and Adam Carolla. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, they all do it. So it's funny that you guys zoned in on this one specific thing that Carolla does, that, you know, he spoofs on everything. So it's funny that you guys jumped
in. Yeah, but that's why it's a roast, because on this one thing, because he's hot right now, and that comment was a big stir, and everywhere. It was like in every article for a little bit and every website. But, you know, you'll see in the song, you'll hear it. They say, you are funny, you are... We get that he was kind of just saying that and probably being honest, but who cares? Like, that's his opinion. I don't think anyone's really burnt by it.
Right.
I don't give a crap, to be honest with you. I think it's funny. So, but I just also think that it's funny as well to kind of come back at him. So that's the beauty of the comedy world is you can say something stupid and be funny and get a lot of laughs, also make people upset, but then someone else can come back to you and do the exact same.
Right. Everything's free game when you're in the comedy world.
it's really all about fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I can direct his music video back to the girls.
That would be awesome. Okay, now that would be funny.
Is there anything else that you want to tell your listeners that are listening right now, your followers on Twitter?
Yeah. I want to say that a lot of my fans are fans of To Save a Life. And I'm a fan of the movie, which I'm not a fan of all my movies, or even a quarter of them. But we are planning on making To Save a Life 2. We're in the process, and hopefully we will have it out in, it's a long time from now, but a year and a half it should be out, hopefully.
Very cool, though.
Awesome.
So I'm going to keep everyone updated on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. But we are working on it, and it's going to be really cool. And I can't wait to keep everyone updated and send them pictures and whatnot when it starts happening.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that.
And now I have a question about another movie. Heart of the Country, do you know when that's going to be out?
I think Heart of the Country with Jana Kramer and myself will be out September-ish. I've heard rumors.
Okay.
Rumors.
Yeah, let's not believe the rumors.
But Jana's getting really famous right now, as you guys know. She won the ACM for New Female Artist of the Year.
Yes,
pretty
she did.
Impressive. Mm-hmm. She's going on tour with Blake Shelton. She's doing really well. She's ultra talented, so I think she's gorgeous. And they're trying to work the release around, you know, her success as well.
Very cool. Yeah, we can't wait to see that movie.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
You are?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes you go to set and things work out really well. And sometimes you go to set and you're just not sure about how it's going to turn out. So I'm just not sure about this one. I'm just hoping it turns out good. I think the film will be good. I'm just talking about myself, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fine.
I'm nervous, guys.
Don't be nervous.
No.
You know what? You know what would make you not nervous? If people would donate to your directing video.
That's right. You'd have the confidence in your project you're doing right now, so you don't have to worry about being nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to quit asking you guys to donate money. and then I'm going to get really fat, like just like 500 pounds. And then I'm going to be the Biggest Loser, and I'm going to be a celebrity, and I'm going to win it.
Well, you could be a YouTube celebrity. I've seen your videos.
Have you guys seen YouTube the Musical?
Yes, I did. And I showed Michelle that because I was with Michelle. And the guy that's in there, other than you, looks just like Michelle's husband.
Randall Shea?
That's what she says. She thinks he does.
It does. It looks just like her husband.
I
don't see it because I'm married to him, but hey.
Randall Shea. The show's kind of fun. I did this web series, YouTube the Musical. It's out right now. I'm in episode 1. I'm not in episode 2. But I will be, I think, in most of them from here on out.
Very cool.
Bam.
Amanda in the chat room said, Randy, you will be awesome. Don't worry.
On The Biggest Loser or directing? Or
probably
the
both.
I really love The Biggest Loser. It's one of my favorite shows. And recently I discovered that if you go to Malibu, there's a place called the M Cafe, and it's right next door to the Biggest Loser Ranch. And I almost freaked out because I was like, they're right there. They're like in there working out right now, and I'm eating food and next door. And I just want to go over there and be like, hey, you guys, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Okay, can I bring up something about your, I just found out as I'm going through to donate, you can't do PayPal.
How do you donate? It's credit card?
I was going to do PayPal, but you can't do PayPal.
Well, I need to talk to Indiegogo then.
Yeah, because PayPal would
be,
I mean,
an option.
You would think that's an option, and I just hit, you know, the checkout, continue, and I don't have an option. I can only do credit card. So, FYI, PayPal
so
might
you,
help.
So, Indiegogo.
Just FYI. F you.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it kind of does, because a lot of people do PayPal, especially younger people. But anyway, PayPal's a
link to donate. Hold on a chat room, and I will get you the link to donate. Actually, if you go up, you know, you're in the chat room right now. If you guys go up to where we have a photo of Randy, and underneath the description, there's the link. All you got to do is click that. But
hey, can I tell you something really cool?
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm just go, Randy, go.
I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Let me think of something else really cool right now.
Yeah, now you really got to think of something cool to top that other idea that you were just going to tell us.
Well, do you know what I was thinking would be really cool?
What?
I think we need to have you on one night where you take nothing but phone calls from your followers on Twitter.
I think that's better than anything.
That is a great idea.
That is a great idea. I think your followers would like that.
Hey, did you know that I gained 20 pounds so far in 2 months?
And are you gaining for something specific?
20 pounds of muscle. I've seen the pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to be a WWE wrestler. Not true.
You are just messed up. You're crazy.
Joke. No, I wanted to gain weight because I actually started doing because I wanted to get in shape, better and better shape. And then I was like, you know what? I need to stop playing so young. I want to play older. So I think if I looked older, that would help.
Mm-hmm.
So adding mass isn't working. And yeah, I like it. So maybe I'll be a cop on a TV show soon.
So you're bulking up.
Bulking up.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm gonna call Amanda out in the chat room. Amanda's like, yes, let's take callers next time. But Amanda was writing a script, and we had you playing someone older because we were going to cast you as the PI. But then she ran into Todd Williams this past weekend, and she totally wrote you out of the script.
Looks like we need to tell her she's going to be getting something at her house real soon. And it's going to be in a brown bag, and it's going to be on fire.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I'm not Amanda right now.
Wait,
okay,
Randy.
So I've donated.
What?
I have donated.
You are the kindest, gentlest soul I've ever spoken to on online radio blogs.
And you know your campaign app is up to $405 right now.
What? That's getting there. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
No. Yeah, that's no, it was only 200 and something when we started. Right?
I need someone put $5 in there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was at 380 actually when we started.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe I'll go donate myself. Actually, it's better if I don't. I'll just wait till the end and pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to. I don't have to do that. What else is going on?
Nothing.
I have another movie coming out soon called April Apocalypse.
Yes.
And the zombie movie.
Isn't that with our favorite sheriff from The Vampire Diaries?
All I know is Amy said talk about fundraisers, not movies. So.
Well, that's what he told me to talk about, and we kind of ran out of stuff to talk about, and we got 20 minutes left, but Randy doesn't have to stay that whole 20 minutes.
Okay.
No.
The
fundraiser is fun. You know, there's almost so much you can talk about it, so I'm not going to keep going on and on. But, yeah, if people want to donate, I'll keep bringing it up every once in a while, like a little commercial. But April Apocalypse is a fun, really, really cool movie that my friend Jarrett Tarnall, he's the director, and Brent Tarnall. He is a lead actor and the writer. Great. They're called the Tarnall Brothers. They're really talented, and they're friends with everyone in the industry. So we've got Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. We have myself. We've got, man, the cast is so big. I'd have to
Marguerite.
Look up who else is in it.
Oh, yeah,
I'm glancing
at the cast.
Marguerite Good. McIntyre.
Thank
or no.
You.
What is her? Yeah, she's our favorite sheriff. She has been on the VRO tons of times. She was on the Vampire Diaries.
The cast is phenomenal. The budget was small. The story is excellent.
George
it Lopez. Looks really good. George Lopez, he actually does not play a comedic role either. He plays a dramatic role.
Oh, funny. Very interesting. I'm just sitting here flipping through. You have a great cast. This is a great cast.
Great cast. And so let me tell you the genre that I'm making up for this film. It is a romantic dramedy, comedy horror.
Say
romantic
that three
dramedy,
times.
Romantic dramedy horror. How does that work? Romantic dramedy horror. Rom-dramedy horror.
It means it has sex, killing, and blood, and...
Well, it's actually a really, really sweet story. There's like it's a good love story, for real, not in a cheesy way. And then the world just happens to be ending, you know, the vampires. And so there's this kind of dorky high school kid, and I play the D-bag that picks on him and has the hot girlfriend, and he's in love with that girl. It's a typical kind of story. But then everyone turns to the vampires, and he's trying to find her, and it's a great little film. I'm proud of it.
Wait, everybody turns to vampires? I thought it was zombies. Are we talking about something different?
I was distracted. It is zombies. I was looking at my Twilight poster.
That explains it.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Jakob? I don't know. I really have only seen the first one. So I don't know how Jacob is.
He gains 20 pounds of muscle.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Head to head, me and Jacob, let's fight. Let's do this. So, werewolf boy. All I know about Twilight is that his skin sparkles or something.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is very weird. Sparkles in the sun. I could see you doing a parody of that on YouTube.
I actually auditioned for Vampires Suck and another one recently, another spoof, but I didn't book them because I'm not funny enough.
Aww.
No, but those spoofs have to be so over the top, and it's really like its own little craft.
Yeah, there's tons out there. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room, and I can't read and talk at the same time. But Amanda's like, real vampires don't sparkle.
Amanda NGA.
Mm-hmm. How did you know? Are you in the chat room?
No, I just know Amanda. Met Amanda.
That is right. You did meet Amanda.
Sure did.
We had fun that day. That was a fun day. While Randy was shooting Heart of Country, we went down to Wilmington, hung out with him. It was fun.
Yeah, I was not in the best state of mind the first day, but the second day we went out, and that was fun.
Yes. Yeah, the first time we just sat around the table and drank water for about 2 hours.
Water? What? Seriously?
Well, that's all I drink.
I was a little dehydrated.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But the
he
second
had a long day,
day
on set. Okay,
yeah, you know,
okay.
I'm so dehydrated and sitting in the chair. But the second day we went out and partied. We went out and dancing, and it was a good time. I've actually been check this out. So I don't talk about this very often, but, you know, I'm a producer as well. I just greenlit a show that I'm the executive producer on, and it will be on CW on Saturday nights, starting in September. And we have a guarantee of 20 episodes. It's going to be called Rescue 3. It's from the creator of Baywatch. And it's going to be like lifeguards, coast guards, and I think it's firemen. But it's shooting in Carolina Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Because, you know, here on Variety Radio, we do a lot of the CW shows.
Well, we're one of the only independent television shows that's going to be on TV.
Very cool.
So we're not ran by a studio. We're just doing, it's a different model that no one ever does. Baywatch back in the day was independently financed show. And this is going to be an independently financed show as well. And Baywatch is on for, 15 years, a very successful show. So we have the same creator, the same model, and we're doing, this cool show shooting in Carolina Beach. And we'll be shooting starting in June.
So you'll be back in the Carolinas then?
I might come visit, but I'm not physically producing it. I'm just executive on it.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm not going to act in it. No.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely talk about it, promote it, stuff like that.
Sorry.
Thanks, brah.
You're welcome. Well, I guess we're going to let Randy go until next time. Maybe me and him can come up with something where his followers on Twitter and then our listeners here can call in and ask Randy whatever they want, but keep it kind of PG.
No, you can make it R.
No, okay, Randy's like, you can make it R, so whatever. Oh, goodness. You know how many proposals you're going to get?
Do you know what? If you're going to cuss, just push your a button on your phone so it bleeps it out for us. It's really cool. And then we'll know you're cussing, but you're censoring yourself. It's just really great thing I just came up with. And, thanks for having me on the show, ladies. Pleasure as always. I'm going to go get my smog checked.
All right. Okay, you have fun doing that. Thank you for joining us tonight,
Randy.
Bye.
So guys, donate, help him out. He's a great guy, and I really want to see this music video. Don't let him have to dig into his own pockets. Come on now.
So again, it can be just $10, $5, $10, $15. There's no limit of what you can donate, and it is at Indigo, and Amy has posted it on our website, and it will be part of this blog. So when you pull up this interview, you can see where to click, and it'll take you straight to the website.
Exactly.
For Indigo.
It will be here. We Twittered it. I think we Facebooked it, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. And then you can follow Randy. It's at I Am Randy Wayne. And follow him, because he's funny. He really is. And I know all you women think, oh, my goodness, he's sexy. Look at those blue eyes. Well, he likes to post pictures, too. Pictures at the gym, ladies. 20 pounds of muscles. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to go. You guys have fun. We will be back tomorrow with Chad Rook from Cult. And he will be on at 9 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Again, the Variety Radio Online.
Yep. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.